Well, the data and the facts of climate change are likely to be a big part of the backdrop of Saturday's planned March for Science. The issue isn't as divisive, though, as our politicians like to pretend it is. Large majorities of Americans believe climate change is real and should be addressed. And one recent Gallup poll found that more than 7 in 10 Americans favored protecting the environment over increased fossil fuel production. Now, those facts certainly are at odds with our current politics. President Trump was elected as a Republican, saying climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. He's promised to pull out of the Paris Climate Accords, and his EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, is a leading global warming skeptic, an ally of fossil fuel companies. But there is a glimmer of organized environmental resistance from within the ranks of conservatives. Debbie Dooley is trying to win Republicans over on the issue of clean energy. She's president of Conservatives for Energy Freedom and the Green Tea Coalition. Debbie, welcome.
How are you doing today, Todd? It's very nice to be with you guys.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you. Debbie, Green Tea Coalition is catchy. I get it. It's a little bit environmental. It's a little bit Tea Party. What does it mean to you?
It means that a group of people, activists from both sides of the political spectrum, coming together to work on conservation issues and work on providing true energy choice and energy freedom.
Now, you're a conservative and a Republican, is that right?
That is absolutely correct. I've been a Republican activist for like 40 years.
Well, what I just said a few minutes ago, 70% of the public believes in climate change and believes it's crucial. The story really hasn't been the public's opinion on climate change. It's really been the alignment of Republican politics with the idea that climate change basically isn't worth addressing with national policy. It seems to me that that's really where your fight is.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. But you have to understand, conservatives have been conditioned for years by groups like Heartland Institute that man is not damaging the environment, that, you know, renewables are bad. So I'm working to fight that. And what's really interesting, Todd, is that Heartland Institute in the 1990s took money from big tobacco to convince Americans that secondhand smoke posed no health risk. The very same groups are doing the same thing with renewables and stating man's not damaging our environment.
Now, if you're going up against the Heartland Institute, you're going up against the Koch brothers, because they back the Heartland Institute with a lot of money. So what's the Green Tea vision for addressing carbon emissions and fossil fuels in a real policy way? I mean, your Republican sister and brethren don't want the government involved in regulation or taxation. They just want to be able to do business, and sometimes doing business means polluting.
Well, I'll tell you, I support, and many, many people support, a free market solution. You know, one of the things, if you think about, let's remove the regulatory barriers that exist that prohibit renewables from competing on a level playing field in the free market. And my thing is, with Republicans, I don't care whether or not they agree with climate change, that they think man's damaging the environment, as long as they're advancing renewables. Rick Perry, when he was governor of Texas, he did not believe in climate change, but he advanced renewables in Texas. And in Texas, the renewable industry field employs over 100,000 people. He did that by basis of it's good for the environment, it's a responsible thing to do, and it's a free market solution and choice.
Well, that's the business case, and maybe the head of your party might respond one day to the business case. Debbie, you're in a party where the head Republican, President Trump, has called climate change a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. He's not going to wake up one day in the next year or two and tackle climate change in the way that you want. Neither is Scott Pruitt over at the EPA, for that matter. So what are you hoping for realistically? What's a win for you between now and 2018, say, in the real world?
Well, I think a win for me would be for them to give a lot of research and development money for renewables, to actually fund a lot of the renewable projects, which is actually in President Trump's infrastructure spending plan. I don't agree with what he said about climate change, but I will point to the fact that there was a poll released in the end of November 2016 that found that 75% of Trump supporters actually like renewables, and they think that we should do more to advance renewables. 75%. And that's what I'm stressing. The left and right needs to put 85% of the issues we disagree on and work together to protect our environment, to protect the earth God created, and be good stewards for future generations of America. America needs to lead on renewables and not let countries like Germany lead on renewables.
It's the Green Tea Coalition. Debbie Dooley is the head of it. Debbie Dooley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.